Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum. Today is 1st of December 2017 and a holy day of Badr Rabiul Awwal Mubarak. The day is Friday and you're listening to News and Current Affairs channel of Radio Pakistan Islamabad. And the program is Perspective. I'm your host Zahra Sikandar, and in the studios with me, my host and co-analyst.
Assalamu alaikum, good evening listeners, this is Ghana Meher.
Since today we had encountered a very strange and a very tragic incident of Peshawar terrorist attack in which 12 people were martyred and 25 were injured, and Pakistan on the other side does say that it is committed to wipe out terrorism from its soil. A very significant and a very holy day in the Muslim world, obviously, and particularly the kind of love and the kind of reverence which Muslims of Pakistan attach with Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. It's a very tragic day that on such a sacred day, when a religion of peace was preached and brought to this world in shape of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have faced this horrible incident today. And certainly, no Muslim can ever think of carrying out such a terrorist attack. But it's also unfortunate how the international media and how our enemies around the world, especially our neighboring country, India, does blame and does portray and tarnish the image of Pakistan and in most of the subversive activities and kind of state terrorism which India sponsors within our boundary and is engaging us on the borders. It is deplorable that Pakistan is facing this scourge, but at the same time, Muslims are labeled for the activities which are being perpetrated against the Muslims themselves. So, listeners, we will be talking about this incident. And to give a review, we have recent attacks in this spell of 2 months. On 9th of November, there was a senior police officer which was among the three which was martyred and were suspected involved in ISI clandestine activities, who died in a suicide attack on Quetta, the provincial capital of Balochistan. On 24th of November, a motorcycle suicide bomber targeted a police vehicle of AIG Ashraf Noor. On the other side, on 5th of October, 21 people lost their lives in such terrorist activity in Balochistan district of Jhalbaksi. 18th October, at least eight people, including 7 policemen, were killed. And today we have seen the number of students, score of students, and the education institution somehow has been on the terrorist hit list for today. But there's always a ray of hope, and perhaps this is the reason why the enemy is so frustrated that it is carrying out such activities. SCO conference is around the corner, and Prime Minister is in Russia to represent Pakistan. Pakistan, Kyrgyzstan has agreed to enhance cooperation, and Pakistan and Russia have agreed to continue the efforts for peace in Afghanistan and made tremendous strides in this partnership. We will be talking more about all these significant developments as well as shed some light on this tragic incident for today. But it's time that we should be taking a small break in perspective.
लौह भी तू कलम भी तू तेरा वजूद अल किताब गुंबदे आबगी नरम तेरे मोही Oh
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to Program Perspective from News and Current Affairs Channel of Radio Pakistan Islamabad, and Zahra and Fina are in this show, and we are talking about the tragic incident which has occurred today in Peshawar. 12 people, mostly students, were martyred and 25 others injured in a terrorist attack at Agriculture Training Institute in Peshawar on Friday. According to police and rescue, 1122, three terrorists broke into the premises of the institute and opened indiscriminate fire early this morning, and there were also reports of bomb explosion inside the institute. Soon after receiving the report, police, army, and the rapid response force personnel entered the premises and tried to engage the terrorists. The security forces killed the terrorists. And the most alarming thing is obviously they have also recovered a huge quantity of arms and ammunition from within the building. And injured were rushed to Khyber Teaching Hospital, Hayatabad Medical Complex, Peshawar. President Mamnoon Hussain and Prime Minister Shahid Haqqan Abbasi have strongly condemned the terrorist attack in Peshawar. In their separate messages, they have reiterated the national resolve for rooting out terrorism with courage and determination, and have also appreciated the effective response of security forces in the incident, and said every kind of challenge will be fought bravely. And Minister of State and Information and Broadcasting, Mary Morangzeb, has also condemned the terrorist attack. So, you know, with the score of recent terrorist attacks, we have seen starting from 5th of October, falling on 18th of October, yes. Then on 9th of November, and on 24th. We have been seeing that mostly these recent terrorist attacks were targeted at police officials or security personnel. However, this time the target was a kind of a technical training institute, like of an agriculture in Peshawar on Friday. So how do you see this thing unfolding that now, once again, it is becoming diverse in its nature? The attacks are becoming diverse in its nature. They have shifted from security side to the students,
yeah,
now.
I'll come back to your question, but as of now, we have defense analyst, Lieutenant General Dr. I.W. Singh with us online. Welcome to the show, sir.
Okay, welcome. Thank you.
Right. Sir, we're talking about the fact that 12, there have been a terrorist incident today, and 12 martyred and 25 injured in the Peshawar terrorist attack. So how do you see this situation, and what's your take on it?
Yes, we all see that Pakistan is being subjected to these terrorist attacks for quite some time now.
Right.
And these attacks have been divergent, as you very rightly saying, that most of the time it has been the security agencies.
Right.
But actually, the target is the state of Pakistan.
Right.
You see, they have seen wherever it is possible. So they've been targeting army, police, school children, civilians, lions, everywhere. So actually the attacks are to lower the morale of the nation, to sort of discourage them, to dishearten them. But alhamdulillah, Pakistani qaum stood up to this challenge.
Right.
And you know that the entire nation faced it boldly. And even in Afghanistan,
right.
NATO forces in the United States of America, they fought for a long period, but they have not been able to succeed, and almost half of Afghanistan is still under the control of these militants. But here in Pakistan, even those areas which are really hard nuts to crack,
right.
And even the in the times of British India, the British forces, which were a set of world power and they might Army, they could not enter these areas and clear them. But the Pakistan Army, with the support of the entire nation, cleansed these areas from Shawal Valley to Khyber Valley to Bajol, to all these areas to Sabah. And now, but the problem is that these militants were pushed back to Afghanistan.
Right.
And since Afghanistan, there is no writ of the government,
right.
In the bordering provinces. You see, out of 34 provinces of Afghanistan, 11 border with Pakistan.
Right.
And in all these 11, there is no writ of the government. So therefore, they are at the mercy of these militants. They have their training camps there. They are these are the launching pads from where they come, penetrate into Pakistan, do that. Even this attack which took place in Peshawar this morning, unfortunate attack, okay, those people came from there, and they used, you know, that they've been using the telephone and the WhatsApp and so on.
Right.
So that is it. But Pakistan is determined to fight back.
Right.
Pakistan is doing it with a lot of courage.
Right.
We are also trying to manage our border, reinforce them, to put more FC wings there, to erect to do the fencing,
right,
making posts and forts and so etc. So therefore, we are quite confident that we'll be able to overcome.
Right. So you've elaborated upon the fact that how the terrorist problem is linked to the external hand. But now coming to the context in Pakistan, as you know, that targeting an education institution, that means they're targeting on the students, which is a very vulnerable point to tackle when it comes to a country. And especially when it comes to urban centers. So how do you see the fact that how Pakistan can actually be more cautious, and what are some of the measures that all the stakeholders need to take, especially when an attack happens in an urban center?
Yes, because, you see, we have to be very, very cautious and careful. And we have to fight back these terrorists as a nation together. So therefore, we need cooperation of the civil society.
Right.
We have to fight hand in glove. We have to support our police. We have to inform our armed forces when those are deputed on duty.
Absolutely.
The paramilitary forces which are there. So the public support and human intelligence plays a pivotal role. Now, these guys, they came in and they stayed the night in Peshawar or Islamabad somewhere, and then they launched an attack in the morning.
Right.
They would always look forward to a soft target,
right,
because now they know that the army and the paramilitary forces and the police and all, they have taken all the precautions and every care is being exercised. But then they create that panic and to create that impression that we are still there and we are present, I think they undertake such attacks. But even the international media, the international community, they know that Pakistan, alhamdulillah, has been able to control over 70% of militancy. And these people who come and go, unfortunately, because the border is not being managed properly, not even properly, there are areas about 600 kilometers of Pakistan-Afghanistan border in the south with Balochistan, there is not a single Afghan post. On our side, along this border of 2,611 kilometers, we have about 975 posts.
Right.
Which are not very adequate, because you can't really physically man the entire battle. So
Absolutely.
But on the Afghanistan side, the posts are only 217, and the southern area of about 600 kilometers is unmanned. So therefore, they are with impunity. They, you see, cross the border, and there are foreign intelligence agencies in Afghanistan. They are training them. They are financing them. They are motivating them. They are nudging them. And that is what we tell the Western world and even the United States of America when they tell us to move. We tell them that the sanctuaries are actually in area of Afghanistan, where there is no control of Afghan forces, nor the occupying forces of Americans. They are also confined to bases. They don't get out. They are casualty conscious.
True.
They don't want to pick the body bags. So therefore, I think they want that they should have the occupation of a country, but without suffering any casualties.
Absolutely.
So I think this Afghan situation is to be resolved politically.
Right.
We are ready to cooperate. We have said it time and again, and I hope and pray that it will be politically resolved.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Listeners, this is Lieutenant General Retired Abdul Qayyum with us online. And Zara, he touched upon some very important issues regarding this entire scenario. He highlighted about the border management with Afghanistan. Again, he linked this entire incident to the sanctuaries based in Afghanistan. He also optimistically appreciated the role that Pakistan has been playing in order to eradicate terrorism. So these were some of the factors that he highlighted. Over to you, Zara, to carry this further.
Yes, true. It was a very comprehensive analysis and detailed analysis over here of the situation, and some of very pertinent things were raised and discussed on the situation, and how the focus from the urban to suburban areas was taken. So it's one of the things that we should not forget, that it's a kind of sensitization. On the other side, it's also a wake-up call for some areas and for some places where we still need to put our focus on. And from our history, we have seen that it's clear that, yes. Obviously, since there was some distortion on the line. Yeah, so we were talking about the kind of incident we have seen, and we have seen that Pakistan, educational institutions are being portrayed as unsafe. On the other side, our security forces are being targeted to shake the resolve and confidence of the people from the fact that, those people who could not defend against such terrorist attacks themselves, how could they actually be safeguarding these borders and the people?
True.
So it's a very, structured, crafted and
systematic.
Constructed and systematic kind of terrorist campaign which is being launched against Pakistan. And it is a reality that, you know, when you are dealing with unseen and unfaced enemy, it's not quite simple to deal out with such people and such elements, particularly when we are seeing that a state which is being unraveled and unmasked as a terrorist country, it still is able to make and, you know, sign up the trade pacts and the defense pacts and the nuclear pacts with the world powers. So instead of bringing out such countries as culprits and putting out them from the Committee of Nations, we still are seeing they're happy and going. So unless and until this is a fight against terrorism, which is of every nation, because now it is a global reality, and somehow Pakistan, with the context of CPAC, once again, is a very favorite target of the terrorist people. So, no denying about these facts. Listeners, we will be talking and deliberating upon more upon this, but after Mid-Hour News in Perspective. Mid-Hour News. Eid Milad al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being celebrated with religious zeal and fervor across the country today. Prime Minister says CPAC will help fulfill long-cherished aspirations from land and maritime connectivity between Europe, Central Asia, China and South Asia. Foreign Minister has said Pakistan remains committed to supporting all initiatives for peace in Afghanistan. 12 people were martyred in a terrorist attack at Agriculture Training Institute in Peshawar today. Pakistan has expressed grave concern over a second ballistic missile attack on Saudi Arabia. Geneva peace talks to end civil war in Syria have been extended until mid of next month. That was Mid-Hour News, and it's time for a break in perspective.
जग के बीमार दिल की दवा आप हैं आप फखरे रसूल सरवरे अंबिया सहवरे कारवाने वफा आप हैं जीर दीवार काबा जो मांगी गई वो हसी वो मुबारक दुआ اے حبیب خدا وہی سے خرد کو ملی روشنی آپ ہی سے جنوں کو ملی آ گئی سارے عالم کے دل کی سا صدا آپ ہیں نور یزدان ہے خیر الورا آپ ہیں آپ فخر رسل سرور انبیاء رہبر کاروان وفا آپ ہیں زیر دیوار کعبہ جو مانگی گئی وہ حسین وہ مبارک دعا آپ ہیں آپ ہی شافع یوم میزان ہے آپ ہی فاتح باب عدنان ہے آپ ہی شافع یوم میزان ہے آپ ہی فاتح باب عدنان ہے جب کوئی بھی کسی کے ناکام آئے گا اس گھڑی آخری آسرا آپ ہیں آپ فخر رسل سرور انبیاء رہبر کاروان وفا آپ ہیں زیر دیوار کعبہ جو مانگی گئی وہ حسین وہ مبارک دعا آپ ہیں آپ ہی آرزو آپ ہی جستجو گلشن دل میں ہے آپ سے رنگ بو آپ ہی آرزو آپ ہی جستجو گلشن دل میں ہے آپ سے رنگ بو میری کل زندگی ہو فدا آپ پر میری ہر التجا ہر دعا آپ ہیں آپ فخر رسل سرور انبیاء رہبر کاروان وفا آپ ہیں زیر دیوار کعبہ جو مانگی گئی وہ حسین وہ مبارک دعا آپ ہیں آپ فرمان رب العلا کے امی کون ہے آپ سا اس جہاں میں ہنسی آپ فرمان رب العلا کے امی کون ہے آپ سا اس جہاں میں ہنسی اے ہرا کے مکی شاہ دنیا ودی جگ کے بیمار دل کی دوا آپ ہیں آپ فخر رسل سرور انبیاء رہبر کاروان وفا آپ ہیں زیر دیوار کعبہ جو مانگی گئی وہ حسین وہ مبارک دعا آپ ہیں اے حبیب خدا اے حبیب خدا اے حبیب خدا اے حبیب خدا
Welcome back, listeners. You are tuned into News and Current Affairs Channel of Radio Pakistan. Today is a special day as far as our religious obligations are concerned. It's 12th of Rabiul Awwal today. And yes, Gunav, you have something?
Yes, Sara, because you mentioned about the 12th Rabiul Awwal, so I have an update to share with the listeners. And today, as you know, that Sara, there are a lot of celebrations going on in a lot of places, and one such celebration is at the residence of the CM Lahore Shahbaz Sharif, and there's a Naat Khwani celebration going on in order to celebrate the love and reverence for the Prophet, peace be on him. So this is the update, listeners.
Yes, we can see as Chief Minister is sitting and all the Naat Khwans are reciting the words of reverence and yes. praise for the, you know, a prophet, a person and an individual for which this whole universe, for which the whole principle of universe was
absolutely
created.
Absolutely, Dara, and I believe so. That as much as we remember and show love for our Prophet, we really hope that we take a certain elements of his life and try to implement in our life, and only then the country and our personal lives can actually improve.
True.
So his personality was a complete conduct of somebody who was truthful.
Exactly.
And he's a complete.
He was a precept of perfection. Yes. And you have raised a very important thing over here, and I wanted myself to bring on to this thing as well, that Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an individual who came up with a message, with a teaching,
true,
which has a complete code of conduct. And instead, I mean, it's very good to celebrate our religious figures and our all the religious days as well, but far better than celebrating just ceremonially, it's
yes.
important to adopt in our lives the good teachings, the ethics, the moral values which they have brought in, and the kind of unrest we are seeing in society.
True.
You see, right from our commercial hubs to our individual levels,
to that,
we are seeing we are morally very unstable people now.
True.
And we are seeing that there could be so many things if we really we have seen a very greater dharna previously,
right?
You know, they were talking slogans and saying everything. But practically, if you, I'm not a judge on anything, or I'm not a guarantee on anything for that matter, but we are seeing these are the realities of our society as well. For example, if you are contaminating the milk, or if you're not producing the real things in the world, or you're giving substandard stuff to the people, how honest you are, or how much respect do you have for your religion and for the teachings of such a great Prophet.
Absolutely, Dara. With this note, we'll come back to our topic that we were discussing, and I will continue this thing and I'll link it and I'll conclude the topic as well, because we were talking about that how this entire incident happened in a university. And Dara, when such incidents happen at a university, because where your young generation is studying, so that means the enemy is embedded in the ideology, and we need to cater down, we need to cut the roots of the enemy. And as you know, listeners, this is an unfortunate event, and that too on such auspicious day today, when all the Muslim world globally is celebrating the love and reverence for the Prophet, peace be Muhammad. And these are the things that we need to come together and learn about these issues. And I really hope, Zara, that when future comes, our young generation is safe, they rest, we can educate them so that they can become less radicalized. So this ideology needs to be catered. So I always talk about the tangibles are more intangibles are more important than the tangibles. So in order to actually cut through this entire terrorism, so one aspect is actually dealing with the intangible ideology that is projecting in this world. So till then, if we don't do that, I believe that half of the war cannot be in our own hands. So all the institutions, all the stakeholders, they need to come together, whether it's the politics, whether it's the army, whether it's a civil society. And Zara, with this, we'll move on to our second topic. Over to you.
All right. So, SCO conferences around and Pakistan-Kyrgyzstan agreed to enhance cooperation. Prime Minister Shahid Haqqanabasi held a meeting with his Kyrgyz counterpart Sapar Iskov on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Sochi, Russia on Friday. He said that on assuming charge of the office, Prime Minister of Kyrgyzstan thanked him for supporting Pakistan's membership in SCO. Both sides also exchanged views on enhancing cooperation in diverse fields, and Kyrgyz Prime Minister welcomed Pakistan's joining of SCO. So how do you see this thing, you know?
Zara, first of all, I think this is a very important shift in Pakistan's foreign policy, and it's very important that when you're drafting a foreign policy, one cannot keep their eggs in one basket.
Mm.
And this projection of actually reaching out to the states, which we never reached out before, is an important sign of progression. It's an important sign that we're moving away from the traditional realist politics. Unfortunately, South Asia has seen a lot of realist politics, and most of our foreign policy was usually embedded in either in stance to developing a reaction towards the Indian politics. And of course, you know, with the course of 9/11, all our development was actually, and all our security politics was also related to the to our relationship with the United States. So now that we have this halt, and now that we have this break, especially thanks to CPAC, Pakistan is able to explore new opportunities, and Pakistan is able to see beyond its traditional foreign policy. And Dara, apart from Pakistan, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan and Russia especially, they coming together is a very important sign in the global politics today, because historically, if you understand, Pakistan and Russia were not allies in a traditional sense. Russia has always shown the certain tilt towards India. So now that if you're looking at this changes, so I believe that it's for being a foreign policy student as well. So I think these are important signs that we need to see, and foreign policy needs to be slowly and slowly translated towards of more of a better people-to-people exchange. That if there is a more people-to-people exchange, only then that translates into that impact. So for, at a structure level and at the micro level, we both need to combine this together, and then we will see better results.
All right. On the other side, Pakistan and Russia agreed to continue efforts for peace in Afghanistan, and they have agreed to continue the efforts for peace and reconciliation in Afghanistan. And consensus to this fact was evolved at a meeting between Prime Minister Shahid Hakan Abbasi and his Russian counterpart Dmitry Medvedev in Russian city of Sochi. They also agreed to further deepen cooperation in all fields of mutual interest, including energy and defense, and Prime Minister underscored that Pakistan attaches priority to its relations with the Russian Federation. Nitya Sides expressed satisfaction at the positive trajectory of bilateral relations and agreed to forge a long-term and a multidimensional partnership within the two countries. And Pakistan and Russia made tremendous strides in partnership. Defense Minister Khurram Dastagir has said that Pakistan and Russia have made tremendous strides in their partnership over the last few years. He was speaking at the concluding session of 5th Pak-Russia Intergovernmental Commission in Moscow. He pointed out that defense cooperation has been vanguard of the new chapter in Pak-Russia relationship, but it will soon be matched by a vast energy sector cooperation. Later, talking to the media, Khurram Dastagir said Pakistan and Russia have accelerated on ongoing negotiations on huge energy sector investments by Russia and Pakistan. Well, we would be taking your analysis, Gina, but after a break in perspective.
से निकल जाएगा राह के संग रेजे बिखर जाएंगे अहले बेदर्द का दिल पिघल जाएगा नाम अहमद ये हो
निकल जाएगा
جس کو اللہ نے بھیجا وہ جانا تم ہو، جس کی ہر لہر میں توحید وہ دریا تم ہو، کتنے معصوم رسولوں کی تمنا تم ہو، کوئی ثانی ہے تمہارا نہ خدا کا ہے شریک، جیسے یکتا ہے خدا تم ہو.
Welcome back, listeners. SCO conference underway. Our Prime Minister is in Russia to represent Pakistan, and we have deliberated upon Pakistan and Kyrgyzstan's agreement to cooperation, but now it's time that we should be talking and making more focus on Pak-Russian relations, because after a long frozen relations, we have back again on diplomatic warming up the ties. So Pakistan and Russia could make tremendous strides in partnership if diligently they are going to pursue the national and the regional interest of this region. Over to you, Gina.
Right, Zara, we have an expert online with us, Dr. Farooq Hasnat, who's an IR expert. Welcome to Radio Pakistan, sir. Right. So we have some very important developments on the foreign policy level. At one end, Pakistan Prime Minister have met his counterpart in Kyrgyzstan. On the other hand, Pakistan and Russia have also agreed to continue efforts for peace and reconciliation in Afghanistan. So, sir, you see that our foreign policy is now being projected in a very positive manner. So how do you see this shift and tilt, and what kind of impact this kind of a foreign policy approach can have for Pakistan?
You know, what we are seeing these days is that there is, as you said, shift or transformation in the alliance system.
Right.
We are seeing a new alliance system taking place in this region.
Right.
Where United States has chosen India as its strategic partner.
Right.
While Pakistan and China, they have moved ahead to consolidate their relations in strategic, economic, and political fields.
Absolutely.
Although Pakistan-China friendship is very old, it goes back to 1950, but recently, because of CPAC and because of the importance that is being given to the Gwadar Fort, I think Pakistan, in other words, and China, they have become strategic partners in the real sense of the word. Now, coming to Russia, this is a new development.
Right.
Because after the collapse of Soviet Union, the Russians, they just squeezed back to their own jurisdiction, which was Europe, or I would say even they went back to Russia by itself.
True.
But recently, they started to exert themselves. We saw their exertion, especially in the case of Syria, where Russia was extremely active. In fact, they replaced the United States there. Now, coming to our region, the Russians started showing interest in peace in Afghanistan, and they played a role there. They also hosted a meeting regarding Afghanistan and the mediation that took place.
Right.
So what we can say is that now Pakistan has moved closer to Russia, which has never happened before. So this is the creation of a new alliance system. Now, talking of Kyrgyzstan, or in fact, this meeting is taking place in the backdrop of Shanghai,
yes,
regional cooperation, economic cooperation, where Russia is an important member of that organization, and so is China, was the initiative, and of course, all the Central Asian republics. So I would say that there is a shift, there's a very clear shift, where Pakistan has consolidated its relations with China and has also moved closer to Russia. And while I, as I said before, we have moved back. I wouldn't say that we have extremely bad relations with the United States.
Right.
But at the same time, I would say we do not have good relations with that country anymore.
Right.
What our interests coincide only and only on the matter of Afghanistan. Where Pakistan wants that there should be peace. Pakistan wants that all the parties should be brought together on the table and they should have some kind of negotiations. While Donald Trump wants to solve that that issue through force, that is the major difference between the two. But I would say, on the whole, this is a healthy development. Pakistan needed a change. Pakistan needed new strategic partners because the United States had moved away from Pakistan, and the Indians were extremely hostile towards every step that Pakistan takes. So, concluding, I would say, yes, it's a positive development, and I think Pakistan should go ahead and consolidate its new relationship.
So if I just take out the crux of your discussion, and that is that Pakistan is no longer keeping its eggs in one basket, and because we're short on time, so your last comment on the fact that when such relationships are transforming at the structural level, how important are the people-to-people exchange levels to have a sustainable relationship so that foreign policy is not only strategic in nature, but it actually has a trickle-down effect on sustainable relationship between people?
You know, that's a very important point, but unfortunately, so far, I would say that people-to-people relations between Russia and Pakistan and even China and Pakistan is minimal. It's the very basics. But, of course, we have made some strides as far as China is concerned, because Pakistani students are now going to Chinese universities, some of the universities which are English medium. There's also an exchange in scientific field and other fields. As far as Russia is concerned, because Russia is a new country for Pakistan for all political purposes, so Pakistan has to devise a strategy, a definite policy where people-to-people relations. When we say people-to-people relations, what I mean to say is exchange of students. In other words, more cooperation in education sector, in health, and also more trade, because I think trade is the most important element which brings the countries together. If we encourage our entrepreneurs, if we encourage our business people to explore markets in Russia, and also encourage the Russian investors to come to Pakistan and provide them facilities and opportunities to invest in this country, then we'll be able to have more people-to-people contact.
Thank you, Dr. Farooq Hasnat. It was a pleasure to have you online on Radio Pakistan. Listeners, Dr. Farooq Hasnat is an IR expert, and he was shedding light on how Pakistan's foreign policy is on a verge of transformation, and he highlighted this in the context of the recent SCAO conference 2017 and how Prime Minister Shaikh Khakan Abbasi had a meeting with his counterpart in Kyrgyzstan. Apart from that, he also touched upon Pakistan and Russia and the continued efforts for peace in Afghanistan. So this was the major crux of the discussion. Over to you, Zara, to conclude the topic.
Well, that was a very significant day for so many things which are happening on the national economic front, and Pakistan is taking strides internationally. So let's just believe that things get better with the passage of time, and soon the world would be able to get rid of the terrorism, and so would Pakistan, because Pakistan is one of those countries which has rendered numerous sacrifices. And that goes without saying. We have a huge toll of numbers. We are seeing, be it in the civilian life, be it in national life, be it, the security personnel's life. So we have suffered the most. So they say that every dark cloud has a silver lining. So opportunities are also making their way to Pakistan. So it's all upon our attitude, our ambitions, and our readiness to meet all these opportunities. So making best choices, making right choices is the need of time. And by making right choices, right friends, and rooting out those things, those elements which are hampering our progress in any way or are stopping our way to take stringent measures for the sake of national integration and national life, until and unless we are able to take and deal out these things with our hand, it would be a little difficult to come out with something really hopeful or really rosy. But nonetheless, we are very hopeful. Our government is diligently working, not only our government, but the whole of the government institutions. starting from the executive, judiciary, and the civil service, civil and military services, obviously. So let's hope all the very best for the days to come. And once again, our condolences for all the bereaved families of Peshawar terrorist attack. And we pray on this sacred day that Pakistan does not see a single day like this again, when any heart or any home bleeds or cries. With this, we come to the conclusion for today's perspective. It's time for the credits in our show.
Sound engineer Farhan Ali. Coordinator Arshad Asghar. Program in charge M. Zafar Iqbal. Executive in charge Javed Khan Jurdoon. Before we wind up the show, a quick weather update from Zara.
Westerly wave is likely to enter upper parts of the country on Saturday. And you can see the weather effects
yes.
over here. And may persist during next 2 to 3 days. So listeners, be very warm because the cold is growing day by day and cold and dry weather is expected in most parts of the country. And rain, thunderstorms, snowfall over the hills is expected at isolated places in Malakand Division and Gilgit-Baltistan. Foggy conditions are likely over few plain areas of Punjab and Upper Sindh during morning hours. And it's also important that we are seeing people are burning the garbage and the waste, and they're burning all those dried leaves.
And they
openly
debate about smoke.
They are emitting, hazardous, poisonous smoke all around. And we are seeing this thing happening even in poorest areas, the most educated areas. So the world is suffering not because of the violence of the bad people and violence in any shape, but because of the silence of the good people. So raise your voice, be concerned and civically responsible citizen. It's time that we should be moving on to the news studios at 7 for news in Urdu.